How'd you like to stand with me and let's read the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Under Pontius Pilate, he was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Bless you. Have a seat. So if you're visiting, this is a series that we're journeying through. We're on a number of series, actually. The primary one is 2018, A Life of Mission. But being on mission, it's really important to recognize whose mission we're on. So we remind ourselves by going to the Word of God to have it shape us and inform how we practice, how we love, why we love, and in whose love we act. And so this creed is kind of captures our scriptures and reminds us who we are as the people of God. So this week, we are doing the Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints. If you're wondering what happened to I Believe in the Holy Spirit, we're a Baptist church. No, I'm kidding. We had the incredible privilege his name's escaped me, that's terrible. Stephen Miller, he came and he did an amazing message, really solid biblical unpacking of who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit has been given to us to empower us and resource us for God's mission. So that was amazing. So that's why we're now moving to the Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints. If you stand and watch people read the creed, this is the line that if anyone has an issue with, most people start to mumble or simply close their mouth, saying to themselves the exact opposite of what we're reading. I'm not part of the Catholic Church. For those who this has become a bit of a stumbling block, some of you have taken the time. Some of you have taken the time and the care to dig a little deeper into what has been said. And you can now stand with confidence and say boldly, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and the Communion of Saints. So what I'm sharing today will to you come as no surprise. No, today I'm talking primarily to those who have simply, let's be honest, not bothered. Maybe you make these statements here in church and then you walk out the door. And these statements have little or no influence on what you actually believe and how you act. Today, I want to wake you up. I want to pick you up and give you a bit of a shake and turn you around and hopefully point you in a direction that keeps you centered on the person of Christ and the beauty of his bride, which we call the church. A church that you should, my wife hates when I say that, you should care about passionately. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints. Firstly, this word, I believe. We're not saying, I put my hope and trust. We're saying, I believe. This, I believe, is like me saying, I believe in Zoe and Ben. Zoe is my 20-year-old daughter. Ben, he's there somewhere, I believe. They both generally make pretty good decisions. I love them deeply. For them, I want Zoe to succeed in all that God has called her to be. Ben, equally, he's an amazing son that has a great heart. But that is very different than me saying that I always trust them to always do the right thing. That I've always, and that I always know that they are without fault. That I would give Ben my car to drive into the city. And sorry, Zoe, not a hope. Like the church, my offspring are human. My hope for my future is not in their ability, my children, to provide for me in my old age. And to say these things is not to say that I don't believe in them. I love Zoe. I love Ben. I believe in them, and I am for them. And I will do all in my power to resource them for what God has called them to. My hope is that by the end of this message, you can say with conviction and passion, just as I believe in my kids, you can say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. What one could do in this line is substitute the word believe to love. I love the church. But to get there, we'll still have some work to do, don't we? So let's continue. Some people really struggle with this next word, holy. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. I mean, let's be honest. For many people, the holy part of the church they see and encounter is all the holes we have around being genuine, truly caring, truly offering grace. For many people, their encounter with the church has been one of judgment. Yes, a holy, but a holier than thou, where we have forgotten that our own holiness is in fact a gift from God, that it is not our own holiness, but something bestowed upon us by grace. The hypocrisy of you and I has simply been too much for them. And so these people say, I don't go to church. I can be a Christian without being part of that church. Which on the surface seems entirely reasonable, doesn't it? The irony is, though, of course, that they too have just stepped into the same judgmental quagmire they charge the church with. The church is not holy because of its actions, but rather from its identity being found in the one who is building the church, Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. The church is not holy because of its own actions, but rather from its identity being found in the one who is building the church, and that is Jesus Christ. So I would suggest that actually, if a person is truly following Christ, that being in love with Jesus means you're lumped with having to love his bride, to love us, to love me. However, this does not let the church off the hook. Of course it doesn't. Absolutely not. All the more, let us run the race, loving one another, so that, what would that look like? Well, that's going to come a little later in this message. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. Here's another word. I've shared before, but I'll, in case you were napping, it's a small C, not a big C. So that way, isn't it? It's a theological word, not a name for a church. We're not talking about the Catholic Church, which the Pope presides over. It comes from the Greek word katholikos, which I cannot pronounce, which is why we say Catholic. It means universal. In other words, all churches everywhere. Well, I hear you say, Lyndon, why don't we just use the word universal? I believe in the Holy Universal Church. Well, that's a denomination too. That would be like us standing up and saying, I believe in the Holy Baptist Church. In doing so, we limit the Catholicity, the universality of the church. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. You see, I think we need to remind ourselves of the scripture where it says, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. there is enough lost around us for every church on every corner. Every month I try to meet with other local pastors. They are awesome. I love the diversity they carry in the different expressions of God's personality, his being. I remember as a kid growing up that whenever another denomination was talked about, another church, it was always with a bit of a tone of suspicion that somehow they weren't quite as good or correct or orthodox as us. And I have to confess, it tainted my heart towards them. Praise God. As I began to make my own friends and connections, I got to know charismatic Presbyterians, Spirit-filled Catholics, faithfully community-minded Pentecostals. Jesus was clearly important to them, and consequently, my bias began to fade, and my love for them increased. Our response as brothers and sisters should be, bless them, Lord. Grow their church. This week I spoke with a Catholic priest. He was hoping to come this morning and be part of our service. However, a significant commitment meant he was unable to come. But that would have been great. But here's a statement from his church family that they have as part of their understanding of the universality of the church. The Catholic Church accepts other Christians as brothers and sisters, and it recognizes their communities, elements of sanctification and truth. Moreover, the Catholic Church is committed to continual conversion on its part and to respond to Jesus' prayer that we all be one in him. Don't you love that last line? They are committed to being transformed by God, and this will, in part, take place through our continued commitment to journey together. May we hold the same posture of humbleness. As I've been engaging with other Christian faiths' expressions, I have wondered what it would look like for us to support each other and to be able to do that well. A little later on, we'll be praying for these other fellowships. But something we have done on a practical level is when one of the newest churches in our area rebooted, or in another sense, went through a reformation of what was an old Baptist church. They now call themselves the Rendered Gathering, which meet in Alfriston. When they had their first birthday just a couple of weeks ago, and if you want to read about them, that's them on the front page of the Baptist magazine. There's an article inside. So what was our response to them? Well, we sent them a massive birthday cake, enough to feed well over 100 people. As fellow believers, we should seek to affirm them and bless them as they seek to respond to what God has called them to be. Let's empower and resource and bless our brothers and sisters. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. The communion of saints. It's an odd statement, isn't it? The statement underlines the previous scope of the whole Catholic Church that we belong to. You see, it's not just the universality of the church's locations that has been drawn together by Jesus into one bride, but the universality of the church from all time. Here we say, I believe in the church, and it's made up not just of the churches found in my lifetime, but in the churches of all time, of the first believers who encountered Jesus as he walked the earth, of the church who sat and thrashed out this creed almost 2,000 years ago, of the individuals like the Ethiopian who took the good news of Jesus back to his country, forming the Coptic tradition, of the men and women who as Baptists 500 years ago were drowned by other believers because they wanted to stand in front of a community and say, I will follow my understanding of what it means to be obedient to the words of Christ, to believe and be baptized. This picture here, this is the Baptist who's reaching down to pull a guy out of water. The guy was chasing him because he was actually, this guy with the hat on was being held for his faith as an Anabaptist. And this is his captor. And he escaped. But as they ran across a frozen river, the ice broke. And his captor fell in. This man who loved Jesus, filled with conviction, turned and saved him and remained a prisoner. And the actions of the church of the day was to drown him. What is it to be marked as a people who love? Of the Maori children who received Jesus as their Lord and Savior here in Aotearoa 200 years ago. All these saints, not because they are good, but saints because the word of Christ, called by him for himself, these saints are woven into the fabric of the eternal church. Well, praise God, this communion of saints does not just hold those from the past, but holds us, you and I. We don't have to be dead to be saints. We're saints now because of what Christ has done. He draws us into the common union. We too are drawn into this wonder because of what Christ has done in us. And still the wonder continues. For it does not end with us. More are and will be called. For this is the eternal church. And Christ desires that all should come. It is the work of Christ that forms us into his bride. So he waits and waits, gathering all who are willing. This is the wonder of the church. This is what we declare when we say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. So what does it look like when a church lives like this creed? John 13, which comes just after the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. He went on to teach that we are to love one another so that the world would know. But this is not a suggestion. It's a command. Belonging to the church, loving the church, is not something that is a elective that we get to do when it's convenient. It's what we become when we're baptized. When we come into Christ, we become part of the church. So I have a question. Who here wants to belong to the Catholic Church? Yeah, me too. It's profound. It's profound. It's such a privilege to be called into what God is building, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. So, once again, I want to give you the opportunity. What did you hear? Take a little moment. What did you hear? And what do you think, Lyndon? You've missed this. You haven't said this. This is really important. Reflections. Got you, Rob.
Schools of work and the council, and one of the special thing about scripture union is that you have communion at different ages, celebrating Jesus' death and resurrection, and communion with those from a whole variety of different church backgrounds. And it's wonderful to experience the
unity of faith and all the different flavours together. So that's my little.
Anybody else? Kia ora, Marcy.
Just to a reminder, especially when coming back, just recently come back to New Zealand, is to keep on loving one another and caring for one another, not just here at our church, but in all churches, to keep praying for them. And like the saying goes, I don't know if I'm correct in saying this, but people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Kia ora, Marcy. Alan.
It seems that when we pray, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints, it actually turns the creed around. So when I say I believe in it, we should actually be saying we believe. It's us that believe it. It's not just me. It's actually us together. So to say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, we should actually be saying, we believe in God the Father. We believe.
Yeah, great. No longer are we individuals just. Our newest church member.
Do we believe in the Holy Catholic Church in spite of its holes, or you know, with the holes? It's part of being, like you said, you know, part of being human is we're flawed, and that's actually part of the belief is, you know, we're not believing that it's flawless, but we know it's got holes, and we believe and love it anyway.
Yeah, I think that belief is not my hope is in the church. It's different, isn't it? I love. Yeah. Okay, well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to give some time over to actually praying for some of our local churches. And I'm sure there are some that I've missed. So if you have another church in your mind, please spend some time praying for them. Twos and threes, people around you, let's pray for these churches, eh? Let's spend some time praying now, and then I'll draw us back. Can I also encourage you just to ask the person that you're praying with, is there anything that I can pray for you that I can join you in that's going on in your life? So just take another couple of minutes just to pray into those needs.